My name is Chow, and this is The Lounge. We're coming to the live segment, the live sessions. I always have an artist come in, tell us a little bit about him or herself, and you know how it is on the show. You got to play. It's just the way it goes. You got to hear your vocals. You got to hear what instrument you're playing and everything that you bring, because we appreciate your live music. So joining me from Dar es Salaam, all the way in Tanzania, so alivuka boda to come to Kenya and onto the show, I've got Isaac Abeneko. Karibu sana.
Asante sana.
Isaac, how, it's your first time having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Is it your first time in Kenya?
To be in Kenya is not the first time, but it's the first time to be hailed with a lot of Kenyans in the radio.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. So we're honored to have you here.
I'm also very grateful to have this opportunity.
Tell me, how would you introduce yourself to the Kenyan listener, or the Kenyan listening right now, or whoever is listening? Because we have people all around the world. We've got somebody in Papua New Guinea who's on an island right now. We've got people in Kuwait. We've got people all around Kenya.
All right.
How would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, simply I just call myself Abeneko, but that's my family name. And it's the same also the name that I chose to be as an artistic name, because I think I want to leave my legacy and everything I want to become to come back to my family and my roots. So I go for the name Abeneko on stage, and I'm a multi-artist, quite very talented. So I'm a musician. I play guitar, I play keyboards, I play saxophone, and producer. I produce some beats sometimes, and recording artist for the other artist. But beyond that, I'm also a festival director. Like, I create a music festival. Back in Dar es Salaam is a well-known festival. It's called Marafiki Music Festival. So I'm an artistic director of that festival. And we have a recording label in Dar that we work with emerging artists. It's called Weka Music Records. And myself, I'm a dancer, and I have a dance festival. It's called Abanaba International Dance Festival. So I'm very busy. I never rest. I work like hell.
You are a businessman, or you are the businessman, if I should say so myself.
Yeah, kind of.
You mentioned a couple of instruments that you play. Which one is your favorite?
My favorite is guitar.
Why?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like acoustic guitar. It has this authentic sound, which is like it's so quick to me to connect to my roots, and I find like I find my own style within it. And when I play keyboard, I find like Western influence so much. But on the guitar, is the only instrument that I always play. I'm like, this is me. This is like no one would play like this. Yeah, so that's kind of, but, and the same saxophone. But saxophone, I'm mostly influenced by Fela Kuti and Madi Kuti, all of those generation of that family. So I'm a big fan of them, and I'm always inspired by their music, and trying to see how to make the bridge between Tanzania beats and Afro beats, which my style of music, I call it Bongo Fusion. Bongo Fusion, as most of people know, Bongo Flavor.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all know Bongo Flavor, so, but yours is different. That's why you're on the show.
Yeah, so Bongo Fusion is a music that it's mixed traditional beats, traditional melodies from Goma za Asili Hizi. So because I'm mostly dedicate my time to celebrate our ancestors' music, the authentic music that is original from the East Africa, is original from the roots here. So, and play it the way it is, but with a modern perspective and stuff like that. So that's kind of my agenda, my musically agenda, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we are really excited to be able to listen to your music. You talked about your festival. You talked about, being an artistic director. You're also a dancer. You have a dance festival. Can you share a little bit about how you prepare your music? How do you write your music? Do you write it in English? Do you write it in Swahili? Which one is easier for you?
So for me, I write my music in Swahili because my community speaks Swahili. And sometimes I write it from the inner languages from different tribes. You may shock, I have a lot of songs that I sing from a little bit of Luo, because from the community that I was living in Dar, there were some Luo people, and I also have some Luo influence in my roots as well from my family. But not the Luo from Kenya, the Tanzania ones.
But aren't you all the same, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the same, actually. Yeah? They're the same.
It's just around the
it's
lake,
just
yeah.
This border thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the same. So that, and because every time I travel, I'm very interested to learn all these languages, like very small lyrics and or maybe just a traditional song the way it is, and then I keep it on my records and I sing it the way it is until I get familiar with it. Then later, sometimes when my inspiration come, I take that song, then I'm trying to like to put it into distortion, like it, like something to evolve to a different layer. So that's my process of writing music. And most of the time I connect to a lot of stories from the people I hear, my friends. I sing a lot of songs from my friends, like their story when they tell me something, oh, this is very interesting. For example, yesterday I was in the festival and this Gig Dynamics house. And then there was somebody, I pop up and he was crying. She was crying. And I was like, ah, okay. I didn't pass her. I have to pay my attention to her. And I started to listen to her. But I know I'm going to write something about her. Yeah.
So you asked her why she was crying?
No. I just stand in front of her. And then she was crying. And she started to talk to me. And I was just there, listen.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing I was doing. And I was like, do you need a hug? And I hug her. And she was like, ah, oh, yeah. She was having a hard time. And she was in the festival in the middle of people having fun. So that was a very strange moment. And to see, then I was like, okay, I need to give her company here for 5 minutes, like kind of like that. Then she was fine. Then she tell me a lot of story of her life without knowing me. And then I was just like that. I'm inspired already. I know I'll write something about that. So that's how things are.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, I like that. So you just listened and then you got a story. So we'll hear a song coming out soon at some point.
Yeah. I think I'm going to write something about Nairobi when I'm back.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be mixing everything because I'm experiencing a lot of things. Yeah, good people, good stuff. And the city stuff is really vibrant. It's very far from Dar es Salaam. Music industry sector is very different from Dar es Salaam. So I'm very inspired, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? We're really happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you're finding differences, but beautiful differences and something that you can add on to your own collage and your own tapestry of what the work that you're working on.
Yep.
I think my last question before we go into the music, because we definitely want to go into the music, can't wait to hear what you have to play for us. Would you come back to Kenya? Because you said ya kwamba awali ulikuwa nakuja Kenya.
Yeah.
But this time around, I mean, we had the pandemic where borders were closed and you're just sort of coming back.
Yeah.
Will you be coming back more often?
Yeah.
Are you looking to work with Kenyan artists at all?
Yeah, we do work with Kenyan artists through our Marafiki Music Festival. So for the NM musicians are here there, please check on the Marafiki Music Festival on Instagram. And we always give a calls, and we're going to start a concert series already every month, apart from the festival, which is happening in October from 6th to 10th. So this year, all for the Kenyans who want to come to Dar es Salaam, karibuni sana. You have the contact person there. We have the festival. You have the reason to come. So please pay a visit. And for musicians who want to showcase, who want to come to perform, Pia, they are very welcome. I think it's time for East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya. Of course, the connection is there. The roots are there. But I think we should take it much more to the next level and how the technology and life has changed. So we should really bring it to a different level.
I like that technology, because technology has definitely brought us together.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's absolutely no reason. As a matter of fact, when your president, Mama Samia, came, she said that we were the same. Yani sisi ni ndugu.
Kabisa. Ni ndugu, yani.
Ni ndugu kabisa, yani ndugu.
Hawezi kuwatenganisha.
Hata ukiangalia mifugo, yani mifugo wa Kenya na Tanzania.
Kila kitu.
Mama mmoja pengine. Yani, baba mmoja, yani ni mpaka.
Na vile nasemekana kwamba hiyo garden, hiyo Eva na hawa, wanaonekana kama walikuwa Afrika Mashariki yao.
Garden of Eden. Eden. Naona. Hata mimi naona hivyo.
So hiyo Mount Kilimanjaro, hao wanyama, hiyo ni tani
hiyo. Hiyo ndio Garden of Eden.
Hiyo ni Afrika Mashariki hiyo.
We are so happy to have you on board, and thank you so much for this work that you're doing, and we cannot wait to listen to your music. So the next part of this interview is just you performing for us, and we get to hear your sound, and all we're going to do is listen. Remember, the name is Abeneko. If you got questions, be sure to place them in, and we're going to listen to his music that is coming up right now.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge. Thank you.
this song is called Mwanangu Kua. Mwanangu kua, kua, kua nikutume. Nikutume kule, kule Nairobi. Mwanangu kua, kua, kua nikutume. Nikutume kule, kule Naivasha. Mwanangu kua, kua, kua nikutume. Nikutume kule, kule Kepito FM. Kuna ngombe zetu kumi, kumi na wawili. 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 Ngombe wa kwanza ni ngombe wa utamaduni. Weka tu, usimwache awe duni. Taifa losokuwa na utamaduni. Ni taifa, taifa mfu. Mwanangu, ngombe wa pili ni ngombe wa upendo. Ngombe huyo mfanye hawe nene. Ngombe wa tatu na ngombe wa nne. Waheshimu wakubwa na wa vikongwe. Nyumbani ni nyumbani. Hata kama ni kichakani, ngombe hao uwatunze sana mwanangu we. Mwanangu kuwa, kuwa, kuwa nikutume. Nikutume kule, kule kwa mfalme. Mwanangu kuwa, kuwa, kuwa nikutume. Nikutume kule, kule Nairobi. Kuna ngombe zetu kumi, kumi na wawili. Kuna ngombe zetu kumi, kumi na wawili. Binti alikuwa kunema, hakuna mwingine. Binti alikuwa kunema, hakuna mwingine. Kajenga nyumba ya gorofa, kaweka mabata. Binti alikuwa kunema, hakuna mwingine. Kajenga nyumba ya gorofa, kuweka mabata. Mara ya kwanza nilikuona kule Zanzibar, binti alie. Mara ya pili nikakuona pale Moshi, Kilimanjaro. Mara ya tatu tumekutana Nairobi. Niambie unaitwa nani, unakaa wapi? Binti Ali, binti Ali, kwangu mambo shwari. Binti Ali, binti Ali, wing you open door. Binti Ali, Binti Ali, wing you open door. Binti Ali, Binti Ali, wing you open door. Binti Ali, kwaku nema, akuna wingine. Binti Ali, kwaku nema, akuna wingine. Mwingine, Binti Ali, kwaku nema, akuna wingine. Asante. Yeah, so yeah, kama mnavyosikia hizo mambo binti hali nini? Nyimba kwanza kwa mambo ya utamaduni. The song that I did, it's kind of I'm sending a kid to Nairobi. Of course, it's the original song from Dodoma, that the song that they sing to a lot of kids. Actually, when I grew up also, my parents was singing that song to me as well. It's kind of like always telling the kids, like, when they grew up, there's certain things that they have to consider: culture, respecting the elders, taking care of the community. So through that song, so there's like they're saying that the song kuna ngombe zetu kumi na wawili, but those cows are not just cows. It's like, as you know, in African culture, cows are ndo kitu cha nyamana, it's a valuable thing. So translating those cows for the valuable things of the culture, identity, nationalism, and yeah, tujitambue sisi ni kina nani na tuendelee kushikana zaidi. Yep. So the next song is called I have one song, it's called Nyakoni. I heard Nyakoni. So I think for Wajaluo hapo kidogo. Nili download same hiyo Kiswahili iko Kijaluo hicho. Okay, listen to the downloaded Luo. Whoa, 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 AI. Yeah, 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 oh, yeah. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako, 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 aeri. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako, 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 aeri. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako, 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 aeri. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako, 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 aeri we. Whoa, whoa, nyako aeri we. Nilijaribu kumomba msamaha zaidi ya mara moja. Nilijaribu kumomba msamaha zaidi ya mara moja. Nione kama atanisamehe hata mara moja. Nilijaribu kumomba msamaha zaidi ya mara moja. Nione kama atanisamehe hata mara moja. 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 Nione kama atanisamehe hata mara moja. Subira vuta eri wewewe, weno wangu mabubai. Subira vuta eri wewewe, usikiza nini wanga wanasema. Subira vuta eri wewewe, ndo chisi zetu kwa pamoja. Subira vuta eri wewewe, weno wangu mabubai. Papa mojai, papa mojai, papa mojai, papa mojai, papa mojai, papa mojai, papa mojai. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako 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 aeri. Aero nyakoni, aero nyakoni, nyako 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 aeri. Aero nyakoni. Lakini mwanamke mwenyewe naye shida tupu. Sasa sijui mwanamke kijaluo huyu. Aya. Okay, so the next one is called Nyabubase. I'm just playing like chorus and one verse, chorus and phrase. So I can play different songs and mnaweza mka enjoy hapo audience mlipo. Wasikilizaji, natumaini mna enjoy. Unaweza kanipata pia Instagram, Abeneko, YouTube, Abeneko, yeah, website abeneko.co.tz. Utasoma more zaidi about me. All right, this is called Nyabubose. I composed this song when I was in Uganda. Ni mawazo yananitesa na kichwa changu we. Ni kumbukumbu za yoyo manani ya kichwa changu we. Tangu uondoke mama we, mama wowo, omutima wange omurunji we. Tangu litose dada we, dada wowo, omutima wange omurunji we. Mawazo mateso nya 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 bubose.
Whoa.
Asante.
Mimi ndo nafaa kusema asante.
Asante kwa kusikiza pia.
Ah, mimi na dance pia.
Wa Tanzania tuna asante nyingi pia.
Ah, hata sisi wa Kenya sote ni kitu kimoja. Thank you so much.
Ndio.
This is so beautiful. I felt the soul just really vibrating to the music.
Thank you.
And it's so interesting to hear where you compose, like the one in Uganda, the one you know, in Tanzania, and the different languages in which you sing.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I guess it enables us to, you know, to relate. And even if you don't understand the language, you feel the vibe, you feel the beat.
Yeah. That's the thing also, like with this kind of style of music, like, because we try to also to develop the language. Your luga itakiishe, and itakio evolve, and dele. Sasa, yeah, kuna namna ambayo. Na hiyo pia hiyo roots hizo kwa ajili kuimba katika the way that tribe or the way that people would sing, najua. Yeah.
Asante lakini. Nasema asante tena.
Asante.
And unakaribishwa tena na tena. Natumaini ya kwamba ungependa kurudi?
Ndio.
Okay.
Tamani kurudi hapa.
Capital, eh?
Uh-huh.
Ah, basi.
Na Nairobi pia.
Uh-huh. Basi unakaribishwa.
Asante.
Tena na tena na ukirudi, ukifika kwenu, wasalimie sana.
Sawa.
Naomba sana, zifike, wasalimie, wambie pia nao wamekaribishwa.
Asante.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I appreciate.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening in. That's Abeneko. Be sure to check him out on all his socials. He just mentioned that during his set. You can also check him out. His music is available everywhere. We will be hearing and listening to some more of his music. What a beautiful, beautiful, soulful cultural exchange this morning. Really grateful to be able to have this happen.